Here's a thought about seeing in wide angle, which I have to confess is not my forte. I know some photographers, they just naturally see in wide angle, and I'm always a little bit jealous of them because that's not my natural vision. My natural vision is very definitely a telephoto kind of vision. And why I'm not very good at visualizing in wide angle has always been a mystery to me, but I think I might have figured out why. My natural vision, as I say, is telephoto, and what that allows me to do is to see a scene in its entirety with my natural angle of vision that my biological eyes present me, but then I can use my mind to zero in on details. Obviously, our eyeballs can't zoom, but we can zoom with our mind very easily, and so I can ignore a lot of the impressions that are coming in physically to my eye and zero in on just what I want to see, just the details and the composition in the scene that's before me. I zoom in with my zoom lens and I get the composition. So it just comes easy. It's just the way my brain tends to work. And I mean that literally. It's the way my brain tends to work because we zoom with our brain. On the other hand, conversely, you can't do that with a wide angle. A wide angle, you can't zoom again because our eyes don't have zoom. So how do we see in wide angle? Well, the way we see in wide angle is we have to look at something near, look at something to our far left, look at something to our far right, look at something that's far away. We take all of those little bits of vision and assemble them into a wide angle in our mind's eye. We have to construct them. We can't just see them by ignoring everything with a mental zoom. We literally have to be able to sort of gather the bits and then assemble them, and then from there make a decision about what wide-angle focal length we want and how we want to compose it. And that process just doesn't come naturally to me. That doesn't mean I can't do it. It doesn't mean that I don't do it. But it means it doesn't come naturally to me. And so whenever I see a scene or an object or a subject of some kind that I know I need to photograph in wide angle, because it doesn't come naturally to me, I know I have to work a little harder at it in order to be successful. I can't just immediately go into action and make the image that I want as easily as zooming in when I'm trying to photograph a detail. Those come easy. Those are easy. It's those wide-angle shots that, to me, require a little more concentrated effort. And it's this business about how we see and how, in order to see in wide-angle, we have to assemble. And in order to see in telephoto, we have to mentally zoom in on details and ignore the rest. Those are completely different kinds of things that we have to do in order to make compositions with wide-angle lenses versus telephoto lenses. That is to say, details that we see in the landscape by zooming in mentally versus the assembly process when we want to use a wide-angle lens, particularly an ultra-wide-angle lens. So I don't know why it's taken me so long to figure this out, but now that I've figured it out, it's really been a helpful idea, and it's improved my wide-angle shots tremendously.
Copyright 2023, Lenswork Publishing.